Michael Barnes and his family had just returned from Mississippi, and they were met with heavy rain, wind, and something much more alarming.
My wife said, "Do you hear the sirens?" I said, "Yes." And I told her to turn the TV down. And then I heard the rumbling, and then the ground started shaking.
He immediately corralled his wife and two daughters into the bathroom beneath the stairs. Outside, 180-mile-per-hour winds ripped apart his roof, shattered his windows, and swirled his belongings in and out of the house. He says it felt like the whole house exploded. The ordeal lasted only 30 seconds.
The door was barricaded, and I pushed it open a little bit, and I looked outside, and I closed it. And so we sat in there for a minute, and I talked to them. I told them, "When you open the door, everything is gone."
The house is still standing, but it's basically gutted. One tree has fallen over in the front yard, another thrusted through a window.
It looks like the Alamo. Those are my two cars there. That's the neighbor's car on top of my new car.
Barnes has to climb over rubble and traipse through mud to get to his front door, where a cylindrical heater is blasting warm air into the foyer. The sound drowns out the wind and the glass cracking beneath people's feet.
Well, this is the first time I've seen it in the daylight. It looks worse than what it was. I really don't know how we survived that. We're just going to have to start over. So when people say, you lose everything, well, we did. But you never lose everything because you still got your family.
The Barnes family is luckier than most on the block. The house next door is completely leveled. Roof tiles, wood planks, and pink insulation litter the lawns and sidewalks. It'll be weeks before the city can clear it all. Garland Police Chief Mitch Bates says seeing the wreckage is devastating.
These are our family members. These are our friends. These are our neighbors. These are our citizens. You see things like this on TV from other communities, other parts of the country where it happens, but it really hits home when it's right here in your backyard.
So far, police have confirmed 8 deaths from high winds that flipped a dozen or so vehicles off the overpass at I-30 and President George Bush Turnpike. Police are also still trying to track down 18 other people. Carl Cowan is with the Garland Fire Department. He says this was the worst storm he's seen in the 3 decades he's been on the job.
There's always lessons to be learned, and there's always areas that we can improve upon, but we feel good about what we accomplished over the last 36 hours.
For his part, Michael Barnes has learned one big lesson.
Protect your family. Just protect your family. Know what to do. All this other stuff outside, I couldn't control that.
Stephanie Kuo, KERA News. Okay.